Chris Lees as our last interview of the morning. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Andrew.
Chris, just before we look at today, obviously all the talk around the Everest and all these spring races, in her time is there. What's the horse up to in the early stages?
Yeah, she's just in light work, water walker and treadmill out our farm. Looking to bring her in within the next fortnight.
Okay, and just before Ron, sorry Ron, Graf is another possible. Where's Alan Bell's horse up to?
Yeah, he's been in work a couple of weeks now, probably at a similar stage as in her time, ready to come in, and he's probably one we'll try and get up early, get up and going early, and hopefully attract some attention.
Yeah, well, they get lost, don't they? There's so many nice horses around, we forget about horses like Graf.
Yeah, you shouldn't. He's a very nice horse.
Oh, no, he is. Yeah, he's a beauty. No basketball games to attend this week?
No, races. Today, Ron.
Okay. Was it all right?
It was good. Good experience. Opportunity you don't often get, so certainly worthwhile experience.
Yeah, everything's going well.
Hang on. I've got to catch up on this. Did you get to America?
Yeah, Hugh Bowman was lucky enough to get some tickets to game 4 of the NBA final, so I tagged along.
How exciting. Uh-huh. And Newcastle's flying, everything's going well.
Yeah, no, all's well up here.
Star Reflection in race 3, a little more give in the track and well in with a claim today.
She does. Yeah, she loves that when she can get a toe in the ground, and she's a real consistent mare. Not a big mare too, so she appreciates when she gets down the weight, so it wouldn't surprise at all to see her figure in the finish.
Artica's in race 5. I like him today. He's I have to forgive him on that wide bias at Eagle Farm, and his first up run was great.
Yeah, you're right. His first up run was good. He was caught off the track at Eagle Farm when you needed to be on fence. His work sound and up to the 1800, I think, certainly suits him again with that little bit of softness in the track.
What do you make of this Saunter Bay? Hard to line him up here in race 6.
Yeah. Couldn't work any better, Ron. Yep. I think whatever he does, again, he'll improve off the run. But he's had a couple of really searching gallops since his first up run at the Gold Coast. He's worked quite well. I wouldn't surprise to see him run a race. Mm-hmm. But again, you know, I probably want to see him do it first. But I think he's a horse with a bit of upside.
How hard is it to line up these imported horses you get? They'd be all different shapes and sizes, wouldn't they?
Yeah, well, this is that type of horse. He's a bigger horse. He's just taken a little longer than some of the other horses to come to hand. But I've just seen a bit of changing in the last couple of weeks, and I wouldn't surprise at all to see him switch on. He didn't show much in his early trials, so couldn't really find a suitable race. I sent him to the Gold Coast. He got really heavy ground that day. I think they ended up calling the races off later in the day.
Hmm.
And it just probably took its toll on him late, fitness-wise. But as I said, since then, he's had some real solid hit-outs and he's pleased in his work. So I wouldn't surprise to see him run a race.
Evelina in race 7. Are you confident up to 1,500 for the first time?
Yeah, I'd like to see her just settle a little closer in the run. She's just been getting a little too far out of the ground. And she's giving all the indications that she'll run the 1,500 out now. And if she gets a nice enough run in transit, she'll be strong late, figuring the finish.
This is not a strong Ipswich Cup. Geez, he's got a chance there today, high opinion.
Yeah, he has. I think this distance suits him better. I think 2,400 the other day just found him out of touch. And as you said, it's far from a vintage year. So he's got up there in good order. He's a pretty seasoned traveller. And wouldn't surprise to see him run a race there.
Any hope your mare's Pekin's Intrinsic?
I think Pekin's going well enough. If she gets the right type of run forward of midfield, Intrinsic's probably more roll the dice trying to get some black tight, but she's been racing okay.
Beauty. You missed the plane to Brisbane this morning for Ipswich, did you?
I've had one go there, Ron.
Okay, I'll see you at Rosehill.
Cheers, bye.
Thanks, Chris. Chris Lee's joining us there. Gee, that would have been a great experience at the basketball.
Yeah, I saw some photos. He kept it quiet, but I saw some photos on Twitter and they're all up there. I said, what's going on here? And then I thought, geez, we tried to get him on the radio last week, and he said he had to get on a plane. I thought he had to get on a plane to Brisbane.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's why we were looking at each other, thinking the same thing. But Brian Haskins, Hugh's manager, was there.
Yeah,
he enjoyed it I thought he was just away having a little holiday, Brian, because Hugh's away and things like that, and McAvoy's away, but for good reason they were in America watching the basketball.
Yeah, good luck to him, I say.